Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Dog Anxiety for Dummies by Sarah Hodgson. Narrated by Gina Rogers. Publisher's note. In this audio edition, you will hear references to figures and tables present in the print and ebook formats of the book. Limit of liability / disclaimer of warranty. The publisher and the author make no representations or warranties with respect to the accuracy or completeness of the contents of this work, and specifically disclaim all warranties, including without limitation warranties of fitness for a particular purpose. No warranty may be created or extended by sales or promotional materials. The advice and strategies contained herein may not be suitable for every situation. This work is sold with the understanding that the publisher is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If professional assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. Neither the publisher nor the author shall be liable for damages arising herefrom. The fact that an organization or website is referred to in this work as a citation and/or a potential source of further information does not mean that the author or the publisher endorses the information the organization or website may provide or recommendations it may make. Further, readers should be aware that internet websites listed in this work may have changed or disappeared between when this work was written and when it is read. Introduction. Anxiety isn't an experience unique to humans. Dogs all over the world are suffering too. This book walks you through the factors contributing to dog stress, from being left alone to fear of new sights, sounds, and stimulations. Many triggers can put your dog on edge, and dogs who are prone to one type of anxiety tend to be more nervous throughout the day. Like anxious people, dogs with anxiety have trouble living in a calm, relaxed state, which can affect their health and well-being. The challenge with dogs is that we cannot ask them to stretch out on the couch and tell us how they feel. Dogs communicate through postures and actions. In the chapters ahead, you learn to decipher their physical communication as you teach them to understand the meaning of a few essential directions, like come, stay, and down. The goal is to be able to predict and respond quickly to prevent your dog from feeling stressed and acting out. About this book. Anxiety is a sobering topic. Whether it hits when your dog meets a reactive dog, there is a storm surge, or any number of other triggering situations, I cover it all in this book. People often describe these reactions as a sudden switch. Their dog is fine one minute, then they're suddenly pacing, drooling, and whining. Dogs can also suffer generalized anxiety when they anticipate something unbearable happening. Throughout this book, I draw from human experience and use metaphors to help you consider your dog's perspective. For example, how might you feel if someone you depend on doesn't respond to a text promptly? You might text repetitively, call, or have anxious thoughts. It's not hard to imagine a dog's distress when being left alone. The first step is to imagine yourself in your dog's place. Soon, you'll learn how to read your dog's postures and translate their fears by looking at them. Chapter by chapter, you'll learn to engage in brain games and energy busters and inspire their cooperation with fun lessons and daily structure. Practicing the exercises in this book will build your dog's resilience as they develop a confident, survivalist mentality. The ultimate reward for this time well spent? A loving bond that lasts a lifetime. Foolish assumptions. There are a few things I take for granted in this book. I assume that you know the following. You know that your dog is more than paws and a tail, or at least a stump of a tail. You have a dog you're worried about, and you would give anything to make them happy. You don't want to obtain a PhD in animal behavior. You want a practical guide on how to rehabilitate your anxious dog. If you fit into these categories, this book is for you. Icons used in the book. The book includes the following core icons, verbalized throughout, to ensure you are aware of the most critical things. Tip indicates practical information that can help you make the most of your time. Fun fact describes interesting facts that add enjoyment and depth to your understanding. Remember, when you hear this icon, you know that the information that follows is important enough to go over twice. Warning: highlights information that could be detrimental to your success if you ignore it. Technical stuff highlights interesting information that's specific to the professional dog trainers and behaviorists. Bookmark indicates information from another chapter that relates to the topic at hand. You might want to note these sections for related information. Beyond the book, you can find helpful extras, including a glossary and a references section citing works from various academic journals, scientific research, and books authored by my colleagues at dummies.com/go/dog-anxiety-FD. In addition to these extras, I created an easy-to-access cheat sheet that offers quick reminders on how to ease your dog's anxiety and fun ways to build their confidence. You can download this from dummies.com by typing Dog Anxiety for Dummies into the search bar. Follow me on Instagram or TikTok at Sarah Says Pets. That's at SarahSaysPets. And tune into my podcast, Life Unleashed with Sarah Hodgson, for more quick tips and visuals on working, playing, and understanding your dog. Visit SarahHodgson.com for free downloads, ebooks, and even virtual training. Where to go from here? The beauty of this book is its flexibility. You can skip to the parts most relevant to your situation. However, it is a good idea to start with all the chapters in Part 1, as they lay the groundwork and explain the underlying issues surrounding anxiety in dogs. You'll be encouraged to bookmark certain sections, as the information is referenced often throughout the book. Does your dog have an emotional episode every time you walk into another room? Or is your dog fine with short departures, but loses it when you're gone longer than 20 minutes? Part 2 addresses separation anxiety. For some dogs, being alone triggers the equivalent of a panic attack. Part 3 looks at containment anxiety. While some dogs find solace in their crate, others may attempt to claw, paw, and free themselves. The reason for this panic can vary from a bad experience, a delayed return, or simply a faulty fire alarm. In the extreme, containment anxiety can extend to any sense of entrapment, be it in a room, a house, a yard, or even a leash. Some dogs even react to being hugged. Part 4 covers social anxiety. While most dogs are cautious of strangers, when introductions cause extreme anxiety, such as running away, hiding, shrieking in terror, or fear illuminating, it's important to address these reactions head on. Routine games and interaction can help your dog unpack their extreme fears as you work to create positive associations with their triggers, whether they are to other dogs or puppies, animals, people, or children. Part 5 focuses on sensory sensitivity. Your dog relies heavily on all their senses: smell, hearing, touch, and sight, although sight is used only to indicate motion. This part focuses on all sensory sensitivities, from sights and sounds to tastes and touch. Dogs experiencing anxiety in these circumstances require a thoughtful and organized approach to overcome their stress and panicked responses. Whether you read this book chapter by chapter or reference it one section at a time, the information here will teach you how to successfully calm your dog. By providing them with guidance, you can lead your dog to their happy place, teach them healthy, self-soothing activities, and enrich both of your lives. Part 1. Getting Started with Dog Anxiety. In this part, understanding dog anxiety and identifying your dog's triggers. Identifying and addressing the causes of anxiety. Calming your dog with routines and playtime. Learning to recognize how your dog communicates. Getting help from professionals and medicine. Chapter 1. Understanding Anxiety in Dogs. In this chapter, defining anxiety, considering your dog's worldview, identifying your dog's triggers. More than anything, dogs want to feel safe. However, many dogs with anxiety experience life as a series of unpredictable events and startling interruptions, leaving them feeling stressed and unsure. The good news is that you can help unpack your dog's fears and help them learn to enjoy life. It can be difficult to witness your dog struggling with anxiety, and you can't reason with them or validate their emotions as you can a person. Being routinely anxious takes an emotional toll. Whether your dog dreads abandonment, is sensitive to noise, weather, or other sensory stimulation, or views other people and dogs as threatening. Understanding the similarities between human and dog anxiety will help you appreciate your dog's struggles. Recognizing how your dog comprehends their circumstances and communicates stress will help you guide their rehabilitation with empathy and kindness. Working through your dog's anxiety is more than training them to make better choices and self-soothe once their anxiety is triggered. The initial goal is to build their general confidence and joy for living. By inspiring fun and happiness through shared interactions, games, and lessons, you can help your dog prioritize your relationship and look to you before they react. Warning: punishment and violence have no part in this process and will only intensify your dog's anxiety. Although you may feel frustrated at times, it's important not to take it out on your dog. Recognizing anxiety in your dog. All of us can relate to anxiety. Whether you or someone you love receives bad news, experiences financial insecurity, or endures the butterflies before starting a new job, we have all felt it. Coping with anxiety is something we recognize and identify, even at an early age. Many people have a distinct formula for dealing with our anxiety. Things like talking to a friend or therapist, going for a walk, or deep breathing. Some people even download an app. Dogs aren't so lucky. In fact, with limited freedom or ability to express themselves, dogs vent their stress in ways we sometimes deem unacceptable, such as barking, chewing, eliminating, or nipping. Left on their own or unattended, they can suffer greatly. Unlike people, dogs can't explain unpredictable events, so their tension builds up. Unless you step in and help your dog desensitize triggering events, they will be left with a lot of unresolved triggers and phobias. Remember, your dog doesn't identify stress as a separate emotion. When they feel anxiety, it affects their whole being. While there are things they can do to calm themselves, such as run away, dig, or hide, modern dogs often have little agency over their actions and the freedom to choose their own path. The Great Disconnect. Your dog doesn't categorize behavior as good or bad. Even for us, right or wrong is often inconsistent. It can be different from house to house, culture to culture, and even person to person. Many couples differ in opinions regarding greeting manners and play. From your dog's perspective, their behavior is a moment-to-moment decision that is more dependent on what alleviates their anxiety or pain. Here are a few examples. When left alone, a dog might tear the house apart or howl for hours, not to punish you for leaving, but because they physically implode when finding themselves alone. This is known as separation anxiety. If you can't find your dog before leaving for work or they dig their heels in as you try to get them in the crate, they are not trying to derail your schedule. Many dogs have containment anxiety, and become visibly upset when forced into small, contained spaces. Dogs don't growl at strangers or other dogs because they're mean. They do so because they're afraid and unable to distance themselves. Dogs with social anxiety are often unsure of a strange person, another dog, or of children. When some dogs sense a storm or hear a loud noise, they become terrified. They hide and run away to soothe their distress, not to derail your schedule or plans. This is an example of a sensory-sensitive dog. When dogs react to other dogs on leash or from the safety of an enclosure, they are generally afraid and use their behavior to urge the oncoming dog away. Understand anxiety. Many words describe the range of intensely fearful emotions dogs experience. While these terms might seem interchangeable, it's important to explore the differences before you get a handle on your dog's issues. Anxiety. Dogs experience anxiety when they anticipate a future threat or feel uneasy about something that isn't immediately present. This can manifest as restlessness, excessive barking, or destructive behavior. Unlike fear, which is a response to an immediate threat, anxiety is more about the anticipation of possible dangers. Fear. Dogs feel fear when they perceive a real or imagined threat in their environment. This might be triggered by routine events or specific stimuli, such as fireworks, a balloon, or a person wearing a hat. While fear is a normal survival instinct, it can become problematic due to a lack of socialization or a learned response. Fortunately, dogs of every age can develop more positive associations through gradual exposure, a process known as counterconditioning. Panic. When a stressful event is pronounced and inescapable, a dog may develop a panicked response. For example, Jasper, a terrier mix, was fine being left alone in his crate until a smoke alarm went off and fire trucks arrived. Now Jasper panics whenever he hears sirens and is confined. Phobia. When dogs have a chronic fear of an unavoidable noise, situation, or traumatic experience that leads to a PTSD-like response, phobic reactions can evolve. Examples include being left alone, experiencing trauma, hearing thunderstorms, and being confined on a leash. Dogs with phobias often become sensitized to related events, such as the sound of rain paired with thunderstorms, or be crated before isolation. For some dogs, similar-sounding events on the radio or TV can also trigger panic. Aggression. Dog aggression is a response to perceived threats or stressors. It can result from fear, anxiety, or frustration. Aggressive behaviors can include growling, barking, lunging, and biting. Dog aggression is often a way of trying to protect themselves or their territory. Tip. Other words I use to represent different levels of anxiety include distress, dread, alarm, caution, and stress. Your dog's anxiety falls into one of two camps. Generalized. Dogs with generalized anxiety are constantly stressed by any number of sensory stimulations, which interferes with their everyday lives and, by association, your life. Episodic or situational. These dogs live a relatively stress-free existence until a specific event occurs, such as a thunderstorm, a vacuum, and so on. Knowing what anxiety is and isn't. Not all dogs who act up have anxiety. Sometimes what might seem like anxiety is actually a response to excitement, frustration, age, pain, or illness. While dogs can't explain their feelings in English, they express them constantly through body postures and subtle interactions. A dog experiencing anxiety shows their stress in various ways, including pacing, whining, lip licking, panting, and soliciting attention. Chapter 2 takes a closer look at dog communication and covers how they express their emotional states. Recognize your role in their anxiety. Nobody intends to reinforce their dog's anxiety or maladaptive habits. Too often, however, we do just that. The message often gets lost in translation when trying to reassure a dog. Consider these examples. When out for a walk, do you retreat from other dogs, people, and situations that frighten your dog? Or do you tighten your hold on the leash, drag your dog toward what they're trying to avoid, or stand still? When you come home to a frenzied dog or a destroyed household, do you stay calm, or do you get frustrated or angry with your dog? When your dog barks or whines incessantly, or paws you repeatedly for your attention, do you politely redirect them, or do you give in to their demands? Remember, often our reassurances reinforce our dog's stress. How you'd naturally reassure a friend having a meltdown or panic attack differs from how you should reassure a dog or puppy. The good news is, anxiety isn't a life sentence. Your dog can make more positive associations and learn better coping skills with your guidance and the information in this book. As they become more emotionally stable, your dog will be more confident and relaxed, even in formerly unnerving situations. One of your first goals is to identify what's causing your dog's anxiety and why. Understanding why some dogs misbehave. Your dog doesn't love their anxiety any more than you do. When fear transforms a moment, their body floods with adrenaline, giving them a jolt of energy to escape or fend off a threat. Even though you know they're safe, your dog might not see it the same way. If your dog feels trapped, they'll become frantic and can't be persuaded with reassurances or food. If they are scared, they'll want to flee. Anxious energy is like steam in a pressure cooker, which eventually needs to be released. Although you may not see steam coming from your dog's ears, your dog may run away, bark, or even fight to defend themselves. When left alone, your dog may chew your couch, eliminate inappropriately, or claw at the doorframe. Remember, it's easy to get angry when your dog acts uncontrollably, but remember your dog's not being spiteful. They have no control over their stress reactions. When they get startled, they disconnect from reality. Your frustration can further their emotional dysregulation. Fun fact: dogs learn to recognize our emotions based on our body language and tone of voice. I know it's frustrating to witness your dog's destruction or endure their frantic attempts to pull away or climb on you for attention, but the only way to help your dog is to stay calm and control yourself. You must model the behavior you want them to mirror in order to change your dog's behavior. Warning: if you feel overwhelmed, find supportive help beyond this book. Whether you hire a personal trainer or behavior specialist, ensure they're qualified to treat anxiety. If you're considering supplements or prescription medications to help your dog, you'll find more information in Chapter 5. Exploring the roots of anxiety. To understand the nature of your dog's anxiety, consider our long history with their species. Back when we were cave dwellers, dogs hung around the perimeters and ate our scraps. It was a symbiotic relationship that worked well. Dogs got free food, and in turn, they protected the campsite from other predators. As we diversified and expanded around the globe, dogs joyfully adapted to our demands and the changing lifestyle. Over the years, dogs endured our selective breeding practices to hone skills like herding and hunting, often resulting in intense physical modification. When natural behaviors become undesirable, everything went along hunky-dory, at least for a while. For thousands of years, dogs continued to enjoy their free-range lifestyle, hunting prey and maintaining their own schedules. However, as our population ballooned, we built cities, suburbs, and transportation routes. Our beloved dogs were suddenly at risk. leash laws were enacted to restrict dogs from roaming, and most of their former skills were rendered obsolete. They were brought inside to live among us, and dogs entered a new phase of expectations and reality as intimate members of our immediate family. Nowadays, many dogs live a fishbowl-like existence, looking out at the world rather than participating in it. Dogs are experiencing an identity crisis. Lacking outlets for their energy and curiosity, we reprimanded them for behaviors they were bred to do. Watchdogs are admonished for barking at passersby, retrievers for carrying the wrong thing, terriers are scolded for digging, and herding dogs for chasing other pets and children. Without enrichment, these highly social, intelligent, and energetic species suffer in ways we cannot imagine. The fur baby paradox. It's common these days for people to think of their dog like one of their children. It's not hard to understand why. We love them like babies, and they demand a similar level of care and attention. Throughout this book, I draw on similarities between dogs and children, as it can be helpful to apply some parenting techniques to dogs. Consider these similarities. Both thrive best with structure, routine, boundaries, and unconditional love. They have similar needs to eat, drink, sleep, play, and potty. Both act out when overtired or have unmet needs. Puppies get nippy, however, whereas kids cry. Both lack impulse control and emotional regulation. They both need a good model to develop these skills and express emotions properly. However, it's important to remember that our dogs are not people. They are beautifully unique. A primary difference is their brain size, which is about 1/20th of ours. Their headspace mostly comprises sensory neurons, enabling them to interpret sound, sights, and smells in unfathomable ways, despite their limited cognitive ability. Whereas our lives are devoted to deep thoughts and postulations, our dogs' lives are committed to sensory interpretation. Fun fact, did you know that dogs can perceive the squeak of a mouse under your floorboard, identify your car's arrival before it turns in the driveway, and sense weather events due to slight changes in barometric pressure? Their sense of smell is so powerful, they can identify illnesses like cancer and COVID-19, find people buried beneath the rubble, and even sense our mood fluctuations by whiffing a shift in our hormones. If genius were measured in sensory awareness, our dogs would be at the top of the class. The bottom line is that it's important not to anthropomorphize your dog too much. Dogs have a magical way of navigating the world that we should stand in awe of rather than disregard. In her book, Animals Make Us Human, Temple Grandin identifies anthropomorphism as the phenomenon of treating animals like humans, where reality is exclusively viewed through the lens of human values and experiences. Pause to consider our somewhat egocentric tendency to overlook the unique qualities of our beloved dogs. Many people unwittingly attribute human motivations and characteristics to their dogs, rather than honoring their distinct needs, desires, and natural reactions. It's here, in the light of this denial, that their anxiety often takes root. Identifying your dog's triggers. Triggers are noises, objects, or sightings that are either unfamiliar and frightening or familiar and scary to your dog. Every dog is unique. Before diving into the rest of this book, make a list of the things you know or think might be triggering your dog's anxiety. Regardless of what's causing or prompting your dog's anxiety, there is nothing wrong with them that can't be improved, managed, or cured entirely. Unfortunately, your dog's anxiety cannot be soothed with a quick hug, pat on the head, or a favorite treat. When their anxiety is triggered, your dog enters an alternate reality where danger lurks and bad things could happen. Anxiety feels natural to your dog, and in the moment, nothing you do or say can influence their reaction. The only way to calm your dog down is to get them to a safe place and wait it out. Trigger stacking occurs when a dog faces multiple triggers without a chance to disengage or soothe their nerves. The accumulation of stresses can intensify the dog's distress, amplify.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?